This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yes, sir, you've stumbled upon a Donnie Football Friday. You're in the right place. Please stay. City Limits to my left. Donnie Football across from me with an unbelievable shirt on, the Blues Brothers. Do you like that movie, Donnie?
I do. I love the movie. And I think we're, Sunday? I think Sunday night is like the big SNL 50th anniversary. Were you aware of that?
Yes, I am. And I'm interested in that. I can tell you that. I still say things like land shark when I come up to people's doors. You may not know that joke.
I don't know that.
But a lot of people do. Everything well, Donnie?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Limits, I want to check in on your well-being. You're wearing the moon golf jacket that I re-gifted you for Christmas, and I'm always proud of you when you wear that.
That's right. I'm very happy to wear it today, Joe. I felt it was appropriate, and I'm wearing my my Pirates hoodie that I got for my birthday years ago when I went up to Boston for opening day.
Wow.
About that.
What'd you think of the green? Have you been there, Donnie?
I have. I've actually gone to like a half dozen games there.
Now, I went there and my family was disappointed, said that Fenway let them down. I love the place. Was it everything you guys expected?
I think it gives you a completely different feel. Like, obviously, PNC Park, and we hear from outsiders too, like people who travel around every park, like how beautiful of a facility it is. We have the great view in the background. I don't know. Maybe it was like a nostalgia thing. Like the first time and really every other time I've walked into Fenway Park for a baseball game, it gives me a different feeling.
Me
like
too.
It's like a big deal that you're walking in there.
You're walking into history.
Yeah. I mean, it's the oldest ballpark. It's what, like 115 years old or 113 years old. I went to a Red Sox Yankee. I've been to two Red Sox Yankees games, but I went to one in Jeter's final season.
Oh, wow.
It was August of 2014, right before I went to college, sat in the seats that are original to the ballpark, which that made for a little bit of a tight squeeze because those seats were built more for somebody Austin's size and not really my size, especially when I was going to college. I was 60 pounds heavier than I am right now. So my brother-in-law and I sitting next to each other, that was a little bit of a tight fit, but we made it work. I mean, it's just the atmosphere is remarkable.
Yeah, I made my first pilgrimage there in the late 80s to watch Oil Can Boyd, who was a favorite of mine, and the Orioles lit him up. Floyd Rayford, an anonymous catcher, hit a home run off him. Limits, your experience at Fenway?
I actually have a pretty cool story behind it. So we went up for what was Pirates Red Sox opening day. It was Garrett Cole started. And it was Andrew McCutchen's final opening day with the Pirates before he was traded. Same thing with Cole. And it was my 16th birthday, and my cousin works up in Boston and got us a Kinect. So we ended up sitting in the seats behind home plate in like the family section. We had John Farrell's specific seats. He was the manager of the Red Sox at the time. And my cousin had a connect. John Farrell was nice enough to let us use his seats.
How about that?
For opening day.
He was living large.
Did Spencer Horwitz play in that game?
No, he did not. He did not hit a home run off the pesky pole.
He had an injured wrist.
He was out for that game.
Donnie, what do you make of the Spencer Horwitz situation?
I don't want to say it's a disaster, but man. I was talking about this last night, and it's incredible to me some of the things the Pirates get themselves into. And it's like they are able to make themselves the joke every single time because they make their big offseason acquisition a guy who we find out has a chronic wrist issue.
Yeah.
And that's even worse. It's not like, okay, he broke his wrist or something in the offseason, kind of a one-off thing. You bring up that word, you bring up the word chronic into it, and that worries me for the longevity of this guy as a major league ball player and as a Pirate. I mean, the guy that plays third base has a chronic back issue, and that is turning into a disaster. I mean, the guy has a worse back than like someone who's 80 years old.
And did you see the little line in Destiny's Child story in the Post-Gazette? It was an optimistic story on Key Brian Hayes with the little caveat, but Hayes acknowledges that he will deal with these back issues for the rest of his career and his life.
Yeah, and that's very worrisome. It's a player that you have signed to be sort of a cornerstone of your organization. I know that financially, the number isn't as bad as you may see around baseball. And if the guy really played to an okay/solid level, you are more than getting your money's worth. But if it's anything like last season, that was a mess with him. And now you trade one of your good arms from last season, and I get they had an abundance of pitching.
Yeah.
So they were able to move on from Luis Ortiz, even though he had a career year. In 2024, they send two other minor league arms to the Guardians. They get Horwitz as, here we go, guy that led the rookie class in the American League and on base percentage. Like, okay, that's a nice little number to look at.
Sort of,
But then we find out, he has this wrist issue. He just had to get surgery on it. It's going to be 6 to 8 weeks. And we know how baseball is. This is something else I brought up last night. I have my doubts we see this guy take a real swing for the Buccos.
O'Neill Cruz was supposed to come back a couple of years ago from that leg injury.
Well, I have my doubts that
we didn't see him
guy.
For a year and a half.
We're not going to see this guy before Memorial Day because it's baseball. It'll turn into 10 to 12 weeks because he's going to miss all of spring training. Then he'll need to have his own spring training, his extended rehab stint. And that's if there's no setback, which a chronic injury, I feel like that's more prone to happen, to have a setback. And lo and behold, we will get to the unofficial start of summer, and I worry we will not see this guy yet.
Me too. But we didn't come here to talk about baseball, Donnie. It's not Donnie Baseball Friday. It's Donnie Football Friday. And guess what we're going to talk about? Steelers quarterbacks. And it's not unjustified because they don't have one. That's A. B, there's news breaking every second, and C, you can never go wrong talking about Steelers quarterbacks. And you and I really haven't broken it down this way. Starting with this, I want to get your thoughts on two things to start before we dive into Justin Fields here. One is the Trevor Lawrence story. I haven't seen a story blown up like that in years. That thing came out from Ryan Burr, and somebody immediately threw a grenade at it, and it hasn't recovered since. It was pronounced dead last night at about, 10:30 p.m., even by Ryan Burr. Didn't he come on with you guys and say, maybe it wasn't true? What did he say with you guys?
The thing he was adamant about was that the phone call took place, but that was it.
But even that is being severely debunked.
Yes, it is, by pretty much everybody else. And I know we'll have Ray on within the next hour. But that was the only thing he really kind of dug his heels in on.
Yeah.
That a phone call took place, but it could have merely been a phone call. Hey, is Trevor Lawrence available? No. Phone hangs up.
Right.
5 seconds.
Here's the thing, Donnie, and I've been thinking about this more and more. And I don't necessarily believe anything from any side. You know, I mean, because a lot of people have a lot of motivations to tell reporters things. Nobody's better connected to the Steelers than Jerry Dulac, right to the top. But the Steelers, it would seem in retrospect, at least in this one case, had reason to throw breadcrumbs in the wrong direction for Jerry at least once 2 years ago in the draft, mm-hmm. when he reported through them, through his sources, that they weren't going to take Kenny Pickett, that Mike Tomlin had eyes only for Malik Willis. So it happens. It happens to the best of them, where the sources have their own motivations. They obviously, the Steelers didn't want anybody to be on the scent that they wanted Pickett. Probably erroneously, they could have taken him in the second round and announced it to the whole world that they were taking him in the second round, and nobody would have touched him. They might have gotten him in the fourth round, and nobody would have touched him. But that's beside the point. I don't believe anybody about anything when it comes to this time of year and quarterbacks. For all I know, the phone call was made. But I think the Steelers got involved here. Wouldn't surprise me if Omar Khan got involved with a text or a call to certain reporters saying, no, 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 this is absolutely not true. And what I would imagine the reason for the Steelers being very sensitive about this is if they want Justin Fields back, that this is a very sensitive time to be dealing with Justin Fields. Like, they have apparently Russell Wilson on the line as well. But if they're making calls outside the organization on everybody in sight, how does that sit with the Justin Fields camp, right? If that's true and you're Justin Fields, you're like, all right, you already benched me. You already haven't pronounced me your guy. You already apparently have Russell on line two in case we don't get a deal worked out. And you're checking with everyone else in the league on other quarterbacks. I'm out. That's at least a theory that I think makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, you are kind of towing the line there with him if you do want that guy back. Unfortunately, they haven't shown a whole lot of indication that they do. Now, it really doesn't matter what we think. Like, I happen to think their best route for 2025, sign Justin Fields to a relatively short and sweet deal, you know, 2 years, I don't know, 25 to 30 million, and, you know, pick out your quarterback in 2026, figure things out there. They haven't really backed that up where they have any sort of belief in that guy.
Right.
Because, maybe, you know, the phone call probably never happened yesterday. But regardless of that, if it were to get out there that they are checking around the league, like you said, that would tell Justin Fields, well, you know, they haven't talked to me very deeply about things when it comes to next season or the season after that. We're also hearing that, oh, they still have interest in Russell Wilson, even though that guy is almost 40 and he completely fell off a cliff in the final month of the season, the moment they started to play pretty good teams. And if they're checking elsewhere, it's like, okay, well, how interested are they in me? And in that case, I think Justin Fields will have a better market than what Russell Wilson has.
I agree with that, although when we say that, is there a single team out there that will call Justin Fields and say, you come with us, you're our starter, or at least you're in pole position? Is there one team? And that brings us to this, Donnie. That brings us to this, the other piece of this story that we open with. Aaron Rodgers officially now out there, and the Steelers are the Vegas favorite to go get him. That's one. Two is I'll use this to launch us into the Justin Fields topic. Sam Block from ESPN tweets out, and I quote, there's a 25-year-old potential star quarterback available right now. He went 4-2 last season, 2-0 against playoff teams. His name is Justin Fields. Browns, Giants, Jets, Titans, Raiders, Saints, Steelers, go get him. What do you make of that? Do you think that the market will be that big for him, and that even one of those teams will tell Justin Fields this offseason, you're our guy. At least you're coming to camp as the favorite. It's your job to lose if you come here. Which of those teams tell him that?
I think one of those teams that is now, you meant all those teams you brought up, they're all drafting pretty early.
Besides, yeah, well, he brought them up, Sam Block. Yeah, yeah.
Besides the Steelers, all of those teams are drafting pretty early. We also know that, at least right now, it seems like there are only two quarterbacks that are consensus top 5 to top 10 picks. Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders. There will probably be another guy, maybe your guy Jackson Dart, that kind of jumps up into the first round, depending on how things go. The combine is at the end of this month. I think we get a better picture of that after the combine, after pro days. But there could be one of those teams early, whether it is Tennessee, whether it's Cleveland, either of the New York teams. What if they watch these guys at the combine, they watch these guys at their pro day, maybe they have private workouts for them, and they think to themselves, well, I'm not really convinced about what this guy can do. And maybe we do wait until 2026 to take that quarterback. And if you're Tennessee, I don't know, maybe you say to yourself, let's bring in Justin Fields. What's the worst that can happen here? We get an early pick next season again. Let's draft Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, one of the guys that look like generational talents first overall.
Yeah.
And we at least fill some sort of void instead of taking one of these quarterbacks. If we're not convinced on them, we wait until the better class of 2026.
Well, the Jets are now a team everybody's talking about for Justin Fields. And one of the reasons they're talking about that is his relationship with Garrett Wilson, who a lot of people think is on the outs with the franchise. Certainly he thought he was on the outs with Aaron Rodgers. That became clear. This was a quote from Garrett Wilson on how he feels about Justin Fields, Donnie, and when Justin came to Ohio State. He said how he approached coming into Ohio State and took on the role, his new role, that's something we all notice, and that's why you saw him be a captain after that year. So he's a really special dude, special on the field as well, but what he did off the field, all of that was real. Might the Jets also see a situation here where they can keep, I don't know, is he their biggest star on the whole team?
I mean, I would argue Sauce Gardner defensively, but
yeah,
offensively, probably Garrett Wilson.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Might that factor into this? Like, maybe that's the team. But back to the Steelers for a second. What are you thinking if you're Justin Fields? Like, we just heard the owner 2 weeks ago after the season give the most lukewarm. Again, this is pretend everybody that you're Fields and his people listening to this. You have the owner essentially saying, we like Russell and Justin, like them both. They're both interested. I guess whichever one of those comes back will be the starter. And then you hear Rooney say this, they're both capable quarterbacks, and my preference would be to sign one of them. We've got a whole quarterback room to fill, so there's jobs open in there. I wouldn't be surprised if we look in the draft as well, either this year or next. And so that's got to be the priority. There's just been nothing. And maybe this is why the Steelers got extra sensitive when that story came out yesterday. Like, okay, this is already tenuous enough with Justin. The last thing we need is for the world to believe that we're out there calling every other team about their quarterbacks. But reading that, Donnie, and hearing Art Rooney say, yeah, we got a whole room to fill there. We'll be looking in the draft for sure. We like Russell or Justin, you know, and whichever one shows up at my office Tuesday will get the job, maybe. I just wouldn't be feeling good if I was Justin Fields about the Steelers right now. Would you?
No. And I think he's aware at this point that he will have a couple of options out there. And I think he's also in the position where, yeah, he's missing out on any big payday he could truly have around the league, but he's going to have more options than the other guy the Steelers just had. And I'm starting to worry myself that they're going to butcher this situation the whole way through, kind of like they have for the last few seasons.
And with the receivers, I might add, but go ahead.
And Justin Fields, you know, not that he's a superstar player, but I still think he's the most logical option for next season. I'm starting to worry they're going to let this guy get away and they're going to say, well, that's okay. Russ, you want to come back here? And then they pay the guy, what, 3 years, $90 million? That would be a mess.
Oh my God.
I would rather them run it back with Kyle Allen than
so
Russell Wilson in 2025, because that at least tells me that they would be focused on their future at quarterback, meaning the 2026 draft. If they bring back Russell Wilson, they will try to sell us a bill of goods as if, hey, you know what? We had this guy for pennies last season, and we still weren't able to get over the hump in the playoffs. We got blown out in the wild card round. But don't worry, we just paid him big money. We'll be better this year.
Oh, my God.
And don't worry, we'll also figure out the wide receiver position, I promise.
Right. I mean, I'm not joking at all when I say from where Art sits, it wouldn't be a bad idea and might be the best idea to take a step back this season, or at least put the team in position where that seems realistic. And trading TJ Watt and going with a nondescript quarterback for a year would be, without he's never going to come out and admit it, but that would be pretty much admitting we're taking a step back to reload for the draft in our city. I mean, honestly, Donnie, I would trade TJ, much as you have to love him as a player, and Minka, and Pickens, and run it back with not even Fields. You joke about Kyle Allen. I'm not joking. Like a Marcus Mariota, somebody, a Jameis Winston. And it's almost to your way of saying, Mike, you haven't gotten it done, no matter who's been in there. And you're the one who got to pick them. I'm going to pick the guy this year. And if you can go 9-8 with Marcus Mariota or Jameis Winston, God bless you. You got me. I think this is our way of taking a step back for a year to go 6-10. You don't say any of that out loud. But it's heavily implied, right? When you trade TJ, Minka, and Pickens, it won't happen. The Steelers will never do it. But I honestly think for 1 year, that's the way to go. And the obvious lesson is every single Super Bowl you've won, this incredible non-losing streak for all these years, the 70s dynasty, were all born of losing a lot. Going 6-10 to get Ben. The irony being that's when you launched the non-losing streak, born of a losing year. And the 70s were completely built from that. But that's not going to happen. They'd rather go with Russell Wilson with no shot at winning a title or possibly even a playoff game and go 9-8 or 10-7.
I'm also not even convinced if it would be a Kyle Allen type or a couple of the names you mentioned. Which, by the way, just quick aside, I don't think Jameis Winston would ever happen. As entertaining as that
Neither
guy is.
Neither do I, yeah.
Just the fact that he's way too careless with the football, and I think he's already too far into his career for that to be fixed. Like, they were able to see, okay, Justin Fields, he was prone to turn the football over a lot, but he's still only a few years in. I think we can, you know, turn that around, fix him up a little bit. And, yeah, he had fumble issues still, but he played his cleanest football with the Steelers. Jameis, he's been in the league for 10 years, and that dude just throws it with a prayer every single time. You have no idea.
Yeah, of course. Never happen, no. Nor should it, probably, unless you're trying to lose.
But I'm also not convinced that they would have just really a bum at quarterback, and they would still, by hook or by crook, find their way to 9-8.
In that case,
I mean, the guy did it with Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph.
If they traded Watt and brought it or left it with Kyle Allen and Tomlin went 9-8, then I'm on board with Mike Silver and everybody else. I'm voting for him for coach of the year. Okay? This would almost be Art's way of saying, here, Mike, here's Jameis. I'm signing him. You go win with him. You win with him, you get a lifetime contract. Here you go. But none of that's ever gonna happen. They think they're close. They think they're closer than virtually everybody else in the football world thinks. And that's Steeler arrogance. And the funny thing is, I don't think any of them are particularly arrogant. You know what I mean? Like, it's they're mostly down-to-earth guys, as far as I can tell. I don't know them all very well. But Omar, Mike, certainly Kevin Colbert, Art, they're not arrogant people, but the way they've been running their franchise for a while now is arrogant. And whether it's manifested in the form of luxury picks, like Najee Harris and Pat Fryer, you're taking a tight end in the second round? Mason Rudolph? I mean, it's so many different areas it comes off as we're the Steelers, we know better. Nobody else wants Kenny Pickett? He's been in the building next to me. I know him better than you. I'm going to take him 20th. You'll see.
Yeah, see, you said it right there. Like, they rest on their laurels of we're the Steelers, we've been doing it this way for forever. And we've been one of the most successful, we're one of the most historic franchises in football, we're one of the biggest brands in football.
Right.
Everybody knows the Steelers.
We've done some winning around here. Don't forget about that, Ashley Liotis, right? We've done some winning around here. We've had some success around here, you know. We're 38-32-1 over the last 4 years with no division titles, a minus 80-point differential, and three ridiculous blowout humiliating playoff losses. But listen to this, Ashley. We've had some success around here.
And we've been above the mean for the last quarter century of the
right.
NFL.
Right, of course we have.
So that's something else to be very proud of. Since 2000.
Yeah, above the mean.
Yeah, not many teams win more than us besides, the Patriots and a couple of other teams. I think another thing that makes them maybe feel like they are closer than what they are is how the Super Bowl just went down, because we were able to see a team with great roster, a quarterback that I think is better than he gets credit for. I think Hurts gets a lot of short shrift on his end. I think the dude's pretty good. He's not in that top tier of quarterback, but you still have to have a pretty damn good one to win the Super Bowl. And I think he fits into that category. But it shows great roster can outdo just great quarterback on the other side. But the problem is they haven't taken the correct steps to get there the way the Eagles did.
No, they have not. Howie Roseman is running the show there. Andy Weidel wasn't running it in Philly. Howie was and still is. And maybe for the Steelers, that Super Bowl gave them hope. For me, it was proof that they're not a million but a trillion miles away from the Super Bowl. And, you know, yes, Jalen Hurts takes advantage of being on a great roster with a great team. Are there many, like, Super Bowl champion quarterbacks who didn't take advantage of that? Like, I love Terry Bradshaw. Do you think it might have helped him to have Franco Harris, Lynn Swan, John Stallworth, a really good offensive line, and the greatest defense of all time? I'm thinking that probably helped him. I'm thinking if he played on the New Orleans Saints, he would have been Archie Manning. You know, I mean, that's just the way it rolls. Same with a coach and a quarterback. But the coach gets credit for taking advantage of having a good quarterback. You know what I mean? Mike Tomlin, one with Cowher's players. Mike Tomlin walked in and took advantage of the roster he had and won it all. He was A-plus for 4 to 5 years. He was great, and he deserves 100% credit for winning the way he did with those guys. It's just you walk into your circumstances in the NFL, God bless me, and you either take advantage of it or you don't. And Jalen Hurts has. I give him all the credit in the world. The point would be to build a roster like that, and they're not in the same universe as the Eagles. Not in the same universe.
No, I mean, the other thing, too, is how they handle their coaches. Like, when guys don't perform, they're gone. I think that's the other huge difference. You know, huge. Not only do they draft insanely well, like the guys were, they pulled it up yesterday. The last four or five drafts for Howie Roseman and the guys that they drafted between rounds 1 and 3 or 1 and 4.
Yeah.
Almost all of them have become key players for Philly. You can't say that about a whole lot of teams, so that's not really a shot at the Steelers, but that just shows how good they have been in that realm. But the coaching thing too, which we've talked about, when those guys don't perform, they move on. They don't wait around.
Exactly. They had a very similar end to their season last year. They finished 1-6. The Eagles did. They won 11 games and went to the playoffs. Around here, you would have Art Rooney putting up banners for that. For them, it was a massive, massive failure to the point where, depending on what you read, the head coach was ordered to get rid of both coordinators within a week of that embarrassing loss. We've been promised changes around here. What have they done? Change the secondary coach?
And that's only out of necessity, because the guys that have left, Aaron Curry got another job
right.
with the Jets. They lost Grady Brown. Like, it's only guys that have had the contracts run out and they were free to go elsewhere, and that's what happened.
It's
the
incredible
only change that's been forced, and I wouldn't call those major.
Nobody would, right? I mean, Jeffrey Lurie, who runs the Eagles, is not living on sort of the culture or the dynamic of Dick Vermeil back when he was coaching the Eagles in 19, whatever it was, 77, 80, whatever it was. He doesn't care about that. He doesn't care about living above the mean. He doesn't even care what Doug Peterson did. And Doug Peterson did for them, you know, what Joe Madden did for the Cubs. The only difference, the Eagles had never won it. Forget about going back. They'd never won the Super Bowl. This guy delivered them a Super Bowl, and they got rid of him. Why? Because he said it recently, the only thing that matters to me is us and our fans in the next 3 to 5 years. So if you're a coach for the Eagles, first of all, you're not running the show like they are here. They're a personnel-centric, Howie Roseman-centric organization. The coach is an employee. He's a chef. We'll give him the ingredients. You better cook it up real good, like win first place awards, or you're gone. It's just as simple as that. We got it figured out at the top. We got the best guy in the business. We have an owner who's unafraid. You're an employee. Win. cook us prize-winning meals all the time, or we're out. You're replaceable. You're disposable. Here, they're living based on fear of we'll become the Steelers of 1933 to 72. We never want to be that again. And if we can just live above the mean, life is pretty good.
There, the Eagles hierarchy is the perfect display of how things should be run. Like, everybody knows their role and they go on with their business. They do their job. The owner's one concern is winning the whole thing.
That's it.
And it starts from there, and everybody else falls in line.
That's it. Big difference in standards. I think even the Steelers, if they could snap out of it for a minute, could learn a thing or two about Art. I'm talking about Art. Art Rooney II runs the Steelers, along with Mike Tomlin. But technically, Rooney is above him in the franchise hierarchy. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Barely, but it is true. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding, we have all kinds of treats today, including a quiz show, including Ray Fittipaldo, top of the hour. Let's dive back into Justin Fields, though, and our confidence level therein. Brian Batko, Steelers could still find a franchise QB in Justin Fields, but he'd have to defy history. That's true. What would you do if you were Fields? Let's twist the question that way. What would you do if you were Justin Fields right now?
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.